This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, November 20th. Carnival Cruise Line will be the first cruise line in North America to offer 5G mobile connectivity at sea, starting with Carnival Jubilee next month. Now, by having both 5G and Starlink, cruise ships can provide their guests with the best possible internet experience. When 5G is available, they can use the high speeds there. And when it's not available, they can use Starlink as a fallback option. 5G also allows cruise lines to offer more onboard services, such as live streaming events in real time. It could also improve operational efficiencies, both onboard the ship and communication with shoreside. Now, having recently completed sea trials, Carnival Jubilee is scheduled to launch from Texas next month, December 23rd. I almost fell back here. And a former Carnival Corporation ship has been sold to another cruise line for $60 million. Greek cruise operator Celestial Cruises has completed its fleet expansion with the acquisition of Carnival's German-based AIDA Cruises ship, AIDA Aurea. Now set to be renamed Celestial Discovery, the ship will join the fleet in March following a multi-million dollar renovation. This acquisition aligns with Carnival's strategy to streamline AIDA Cruises by focusing on their larger ships and reducing their smaller ships. And recent data was released around the booming growth of the cruise industry. Next year, an estimated 36 million people are expected to board cruise ships. That's up from 31.5 million this year. The most expensive cruise ship built to date, well, that's Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, debuting in January, costing nearly $2 billion U.S. dollars. And the most expensive cruise out there, 125-night world cruise on Silver Sea Cruises for $131,900 per person. There are currently 323 cruise ships operating throughout the world. 51 of them are ocean cruise lines and 27 are river cruise lines. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation flat, 14.79, Royal Caribbean up 1.8%, 105.54, and Norwegian up 2%, 14.93. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here in Layton, Utah, for a day, then it's off to go do a little bit of hiking. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.